Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 3rd, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. Brave Search launched a summarizer feature, which uses a mix of three large language models to provide a synopsis answer to a search query at the top of results. The summarizer will provide links to sources and highlight relevant sentences in search results snippets. Currently, Brave estimates only about 17% of queries could receive an applicable summary. It's available now on desktop and mobile. Meta announced it will make some changes to its cross-check system based on recommendations from its oversight board. The system provides high-profile accounts with additional content reviews outside of its normal enforcement system. The company will implement 26 of the board's 32 recommendations, at least in part, including producing regular transparency reports and limiting content distribution from high-profile accounts that likely violated its policies. It rejected the board's recommendation to not let Meta's government relations staff influence the program. It also declined to provide specific criteria for who gets into the cross-check system in the first place. Ford launched a wholly owned subsidiary named Latitude AI, which will focus on improving its BlueCruise advanced driver assistance system, as well as developing new automated driving tech for new vehicles. The 550-person company will be staffed by many former members of Argo AI, the autonomous driving startup Ford invested $1 billion in back in 2017, before Argo closed in October 2022, after Ford and Volkswagen ended support for the venture. Bloomberg sources say Foxconn will invest roughly $700 million to build a new iPhone factory in Bengaluru, India, as Apple looks to ramp up production in the country. The plant will make parts for Apple's handsets and possibly also assemble them. The site is expected to create 100,000 jobs in the area. Reuters sources say Microsoft's offer of 10-year licensing deals to Nintendo, Nvidia, and others, and especially to Sony, is likely to sway EU regulators to approve its proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The EU just extended the deadline for its decision to April 25th. Microsoft still needs to persuade regulators in the UK and US to approve the deal. The first wave of PCI Express 5.0 drives are hitting store shelves. The PCI 5.0 SSD Gigabyte Aorus Gen 5 10,000, catchy name, and Microcenter exclusive Inland TD510 both promise peak read speeds of up to 10,000 megabytes per second, up from 7,450 megabytes per second for the PCI Express 4.0-based Samsung 990 Pro. But cost is a factor. Ars Technica says the 2-terabyte versions of the drives are more than twice the price of equivalent PCI Express 4.0 versions. And the drive's heatsinks are very large and may not fit into some installations. It remains a tough market to sell PCs. In its Q4, Dell beat analyst earnings and revenue estimates, but its Client Solutions Group, which includes consumer PCs, and its Consumer PC Group saw revenue fall, down 23% and 17% on the year, respectively. Earlier this week, HP saw similar steep declines in its PC revenue, with consumer and commercial PC sales down 36% and 18% of the year, respectively. According to a regulatory filing, Zoom terminated the contract of its president, Greg Toome, without cause. Toome joined the company in June 2022, previously working as VP of Sales for Workspace at Google. Last month, Zoom cut 15% of its staff, impacting 1,300 jobs. The Reserve Bank of India issued a $373,300 fine against Amazon Pay, saying it proved non-compliant with its guidelines on prepaid payment instructions and Know Your Customer rules, although provided no specifics. An Amazon spokesperson said, "We remain deeply committed to operating as per regulatory guidelines and maintaining a high compliance bar." U.S. prosecutors announced the telecommunications company Ericsson pled guilty to violating anti-bribery rules in the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, agreeing to pay a $206 million penalty. This comes after the company entered into a deferred prosecution agreement in a 2019 settlement over an alleged years-long campaign of corruption that saw the company bribe officials and falsify records in Djibouti, China, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Kuwait. This latest guilty plea comes as the U.S. Department of Justice found Ericsson failed to disclose all factual information and evidence involving its activity in Djibouti and China, as well as possible evidence about similar activity in Iraq. Ericsson paid over $1 billion in penalties in 2019 over these charges. Twitter expanded its Blue subscription service to over 20 new countries in Europe, including the Netherlands, Poland, Ireland, Lithuania, Croatia, and Sweden. The service is now available in over 35 countries. And finally, according to sources and internal documents seen by The Verge, CNET laid off about 10% of its staff. This comes as CNET Editor-in-Chief Connie Guglielmo will shift to Senior Vice President of AI Content Strategy and Editor-at-Large, replaced by former Next Advisor Chief Adam Ariema. Red Ventures President of the CNET Group, Carlos Angrisano, told staff CNET would focus on consumer technology, home and wellness, energy, broadband, and personal finance. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.